Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Supreme Power Equipment Limited Q3 and nine months FY26 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ganesh.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. V. Rajmohan, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. With that, I now hand over the call to Mr. V. Rajmohan for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Q3 and nine months FY26 earnings conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. Thank you all for taking time to join us today. We appreciate the continued interest and engagement of our investors, analysts, and stakeholders. Supreme Power Equipment is a manufacturer of power and distribution transformers, serving utilities, EPC contractors, and industrial clients across India. Our core focus on delivering the quality engineered product that will align with the infrastructure needs of the power transmission and distribution ecosystem. Over the years, we have strengthened our manufacturing base, enhanced execution capabilities, and maintained a disciplined approach to managing the working capital and profitability. These efforts continue to support our ability to serve customers across diverse geographies and project profiles. Financial performance: Q3 FY26. For the third quarter ended December 31st, FY26, the total income stood at 36.03 crore, representing a 14.83% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for the quarter was 5.28 crore. Net profit for Q3 FY26 was 3.38 crore, reflecting a 6.34% increase on year-on-year. Earnings per share for quarter stood at 1.35, up by 6.3% compared to Q3 FY25. For the nine months ending December 31st, FY26, the total income aggregated to 111.38 crore, a 23.78% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for the period was 19.56 crore, up by 12.68% compared to the previous year. Net profit for nine months FY26 increased to 12.78 crore, an increase of 23.66% rise year-on-year. EPS for nine months FY26 stood at 5.12 crore, up by 23.67%. This result reflects consistent execution and gradual improvement in operating performance in a market environment that continues to evolve. Operational highlights: during the quarter, we secured several important orders. The following orders aggregating approximately 24.63 crore were booked from Karnataka-based EPC companies for supply of 20 MVA power transformer with execution slated over the next 8 to 9 months. We received an order from TNPTCL worth 2.69 crore along with an order of 1.5 crore executed through Dhanya Electric Company for the supply of 75 distribution transformer with execution timeline of around 4 months. We were also honored with the MSME Ratna Award 2025 for electronics innovation and engineering excellence, recognizing our commitment to quality and innovation in the engineering product space. We are pleased to share that the construction of our new facility is approximately 98% complete and it is expected to be to become operational approximately during Q4 FY26, and the facility will enhance our capacity, improve operational flexibility and support timely execution as we scale our order book in coming quarters. Turning to the broader industrial backdrop, demand for transformer and aligned electrical equipment continue to be supported by government investment in power infrastructure and grid modernization. The union budget 26-27 proposed a record public capital expenditure of 12.2 lakh crore for FY27, underlining the government's continued emphasis on infrastructure-led growth. This expenditure plan includes allocations that have positive downstream implication of transmission and distribution network and the electrical projects across the country. Additionally, the budget provided measures aimed to boost domestic manufacturing, including support of electrical components and capital goods, along with the physical incentives that are expected to strengthen industrial competitiveness. Infrastructure and energy transition theme continues to receive focus, which we believe will support sustained capital investment in power sector in the medium to long term. Looking ahead, we will continue to focus on improving execution efficiencies, strengthening product capability, and deepening our engagement with utility, private sectors, and EPC customers. Our emphasis remains on maintaining cost discipline, ensuring timely project delivery, and sustaining consistent quality standards across operations. With this, we remain focused on strengthening operational performance and creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. We sincerely thank our customers, partners, employees, and investors for their continued trust and support. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Serin Alpha. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Am I audible?
Yeah, good morning. Welcome you, sir.
First question is on the execution for this quarter. What we understand is, in the existing plant, our optimum utilization gives us the revenue of 45 crore on quarterly basis, right? What is the reason for the poor execution in this quarter? We did only 35 crore, even when Q3 is execution heavy, sir. That's my first question.
Yes. Because this is actually we have manufactured a product and we were waiting for the payment, so it was not billed. That is the reason we are not able to bill that. Because of the customer side, they were, they made little delay on that, so we are not able to do that. That 4 crore, 5 crore material was lying with us. That was the reason which we are not able to deliver. Which was not able to invoice that.
Does that mean this 4 crore-5 crore gap will be deferred to Q4, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Understood. Secondly, on the new plant, you mentioned 95% work is done. Why there is delay, sir? Because we were expecting this plant to be ready by Q3, right?
Q3, correct. The factory building, the total factory building is fully ready. The admin building is only almost 98% is over. 5% the interior work and the partition work is going on. It may take 1 month, but we have already started taking trial production in the factory building. Factory building is fully equipped and all machineries are fully installed, and we started taking trial production.
Regarding the this year guidance, earlier we were targeting 200+ crore. What is your take on that, sir? Like Q4, are we still confident enough to reach nearby to that target, sir?
Yes. Yes. We are still confident. We believe that we will achieve the target of 180 crore-200 crore.
That means you are.
Yeah, there was a delay because of the environmental clearance was delayed. That was the reason we are not able to invoice. The trial production and equipment and initial teething problems already we have come across and we have rectified all those things.
If you are saying we will be doing 180 crore-200 crore for this year, does that mean this quarter will be touching 70 crore-80 crore? Is that understanding correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. What about the margins part, sir? Because this quarter we saw a little bit dip on that side also.
Yes. Yes. There was a fluctuation in the copper price. Now the copper price is high and it is stable now. The margin will sustain.
Regarding.
We believe between 10%-12%.
Net margins you are speaking about, right?
Yes, I am talking about the PAT.
Got it. Regarding the copper prices, what is our arrangement with the end customers, sir? Like, are we able to pass on the increase in the copper prices to our end customer, maybe with a lag of 1 or 2 months?
Yeah. Generally, we used to pass on the price rise or price rise will be passed on to the customers.
When you say generally, does that mean maybe a part of the hike will be passed on or the fuller you are able to full 100% pass on the price of the copper?
No. Only the copper portion we'll be able to pass on to the customer. Rise on copper portion.
Sorry, I didn't get that, sir.
No, actually, in our product, we are using 20%-28% of copper in transformers.
Okay.
For that portion, the price may be per kg copper if you raise 100 rupees. That 100 rupees.
Okay.
Will be passed on to the customer. Not the entire margin and everything.
Okay.
Only the copper rise will be shared.
Understood. Just one last question on the bushing shortage. Are you seeing any pressure in the terms of bushing availability in India, sir, right now?
Normal ceramic bushings we are getting, and there is no problem on that, getting it. Only the REP bushings, we're getting it little delay, but we are able to manage that.
Understood. And one last thing, as we are near close to this financial year, what is the outlook for FY27, sir?
Outlook, we are expecting more than 300 crores next year. You are asking about the next year, right?
I'm speaking about FY27 because you are still confident for FY26, right? So,
yes.
On 180 CR turnover for this year, we will be targeting around 300 CR for next year. Is that understanding correct?
Yes. You are perfectly right.
And regarding the competition part, like I'm seeing multiple players are coming up with their capacities online now. So in the incremental orders that we are also getting, are you seeing any competitive pressures therein and that can eventually lead to maybe a dip in the margins for us?
And as of now, there is no symptom about that. And as of now, we are holding 300 crore orders on hand for next year execution, including next year execution. And I don't find any much pressure on margin. That it can be maintained between 10% to 12%, even or 1% more.
Got it. I think that is it from my side, sir, and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dhanraj Tolani from Cuber Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. So, yes, sir. I just have a couple of questions with me. So, I'll just start with the first one. So, what is our assessment of the current industry environment in terms of demand visibility, order inflows, and overall demand supply dynamics? Like, how we position ourselves in the same?
As of now, in the current sector scenario, the demand is very high. And as of now, you can see our order holding is something around 300 crores. Whereas we did last year, the total revenue is something around 148 crores. But this year, before end of this March itself, we are holding 300 crores and some 700 crores on pipeline. So we feel there is a very strong demand in this sector, for especially in transformer sector and the distribution line.
So how much price realization or margin realization we are expecting in the medium term? Like, are we going to improve in the medium term or it's a long term?
I understood. Actually now, because of sudden increase in copper, there was a slight dip in margin, maybe 1 or 2%. So otherwise, copper price was very high, but it should be stable. Then it will be easy. The fluctuation only makes difficult. Now the copper price is almost high and it is standing on a point. So the margin, it can be maintained between 10% to 12%. And now we are going to manufacture larger power transformer in the new plant. So there the margin will be can be increased by 1 or 2%. So on an average, 10% to 12% can be maintained.
Okay. And also, how is the customer demand evolving? Like, they are just moving across different transformer technology. So how do we expect the conventional transformers to continue this dominating the market?
We see, and as per the market information, next 5 to 10 years, the infrastructure growth is there, and as well as the infrastructure growth is there, the demand for especially for transformer will be there. and we have number of inquiries, and we are continuously responding to them. So in Karnataka, Kerala, now recently we have entered into Kerala, participated in tenders, and in few tenders we came L1 also. We are establishing our footprints across Kerala and Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. You asked about the position. We are positioned well. Once we start deliver from the new plant, so then we can book the orders huge level.
Okay.
We are just waiting for the new plant to deliver the first invoice.
Okay.
Yeah, the trial production already we have taken, and few products are ready. On Friday, we are going to make the first invoice from the new plant.
Okay. If I talk about the transformer supply, so the company is primarily linked to the substation expansion, replacement or upgradation projects?
No, it is a new plant, whereas the existing plant is something around 18,000-17,000 sq ft. Whereas the new plant is like 140,000 sq ft. So it's a huge investment, and it's more than 95-100 crore investment.
Okay. Also, if I talk about the after-sales support, so do we provide any service like maintenance services or spare part supply or refurbishment solutions for the transformers?
We have idea to do refurbishment work also. In the new plant, it will be in a phase two manner. Maybe after 6 months, after 6 to 12 months, we will be able to do that. But initially, we have huge orders. We need to honor all the orders on time. So we are now focusing mainly on supply of new transformers, and we have a plan for refurbishment of transformers also.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for participating.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Majid Ahamed from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible, sir?
Yes, sir. Very well audible, sir. Welcome you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Sir, my first question is, sir, this quarter three, even last quarter, I saw the margin is around 7%-8%, and this time you have improved. Just I'm trying to understand that, is quarter three generally a blind quarter for the company, or how is it, sir?
Sorry, I could not get you. It's voice.
Sir, last.
Yeah.
I'm audible, sir? Am I clear, sir?
Yeah. Tell me.
Sir, what I'm asking, sir, is generally quarter three a soft quarter? Like in last year, we saw revenues were not that high comparative. So is it generally like that, or is it due to some other factors?
No, it is generally like that. Especially in the last quarter, we do more than 50% of the entire 9 months. Generally, it's the industry's practice. It's the industry culture, sector culture.
Majority of the invoice would mostly get billed at quarter four. Is okay?
Yes. In the quarter four only, maximum billing will be there.
That's it. Okay, sir. Sir, and
Last year. Yeah. Tell me.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
No. Last year, last quarter, we did around 60 crores. Something around 60 crores.
Last year, sir. Last year, quarter three, FY 2025, we did 27 crores with 2 crores of EBITDA, and with around 10% margins. This time we did 37 crores. That's what I was trying to understand. Is it generally the case for the company in quarter three?
No, this year, this quarter, the material was ready for dispatch, and it was awaiting for the payment. So we could not show that profit in the balance sheet. So something around 10 crores finished product was lying with us, waiting for the invoice. So when we invoice it only, the profit margin will increase. Otherwise, in the stock, we will value 10% less. So it was actually delayed by the customer. So that's the reason we're not able to deliver that. Otherwise, it would have gone up when compared to the last quarter. So this will be billed in this quarter. This 5 to 10 crores finished product will be billed in the last quarter.
And secondly, sir, like any update on the international market? Any orders are we looking in pipeline for FY21?
Yes, we are continuously putting effort and discussing with the other country counterpart. So as of now, we are not able to give any guideline on that, but we are focusing on that.
And sir, as of now, like of the order book that you have, how much is of from the government side and private spaces? How much percentage can you
reduce it? Government side is almost 30-35%, and balance from non-government.
How do you see going forward?
105 crores from government and 206 from non-government.
Going forward, how do you see this mix, sir? 70-30% mix. FY27, how do you
Yeah, yeah.
see?
Yeah, we are ex we are it, yeah, we are expecting the same, but we want to restrict to below 50%. The government exposure below 50%. And as of now, it is the order book is 30%, 30-35% of government and balance from private sectors.
Maybe we are given some non-government.
Yeah, 60-65 is non-government. And going forward, we believe it will maintain.
And sir, what about the working capital cycle, sir? Like post the CapEx, so how are we going to manage working capital, or do we need to take further debt for sustaining growth for the coming years, sir?
Yeah, as of now, we are comfortable with the bank borrowings for working capital. And if for the next year for a revenue of 300 crores, we need to increase our working capital limit. These are limits we need to increase, and we approach the bank also for next year requirement.
Sir, as of now, we are also targeting, final question for my thesis, we are targeting other states like Karnataka, Kerala, and other states. So going forward, what would be like the mix between Tamil Nadu and non-Tamil Nadu states put together as a mix? How are we targeting? Like, if you can give me some understanding, that will be.
Yeah, it is. Now Karnataka is booming, and we are securing more orders from Karnataka state of Karnataka, through EPC contractors. So almost 30% from Karnataka we are expecting, 30-40% from Karnataka, and 10% from Kerala, and 40% from Tamil Nadu.
Sir, even in the pipeline, the similar is what you are beating, sir, in terms of order pipeline?
In order pipeline, more from Karnataka and Kerala.
We have been diversified.
Almost equal, 30-30% we can expect our pipeline.
Okay. All the very best, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for participating in this meeting.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Chhoda from Purplestone Vertex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for this opportunity.
Good morning. Yeah.
Sir, just wanted to recap and reconfirm what you said, that this first invoice will be built on Friday for the new capacity. So shall we assume that all the approvals are in place and more or less the trial production, as you said, so we are now entering into commercial production on the new capacity?
We have taken trial productions and almost the initial teething problems are solved. Trial production has taken. We have taken the trial production. And for this auspicious day, first invoice,
yeah,
we are going to make on 13th for the auspicious day.
Right.
First invoice,
so,
we are going to make on 13th.
The statutory approvals are all in place now?
Yes, statutory, all approvals are in place. Only
okay.
Thing is PCB clearance, the environmental clearance we have to get. We have applied
right.
for it, just a matter of a week, we will get it. It
okay.
is in the final stage. Mm.
Right. So for the full year FY27, and hopefully March also, this new facility will be fully operational then?
Yes, it will come into operation. I cannot say it will be in full operation. Full operation means monthly 60 to 70 crores we have.
No, I am not saying capacity utilization, sir. I am saying just the capacity will be available.
Yes,
the
yes.
utilization will definitely gradually improve.
Yes. Yeah, it will be in full operation.
Yeah, from that perspective.
Even now, it is fully ready. It's fully
right.
ready. So only very few small hiccups are there, but it's fully ready. So we have taken trial production. Only thing is, after invoicing, I have to give announcement in NSE.
Understood. So in the next, let's say, week or two, broadly, that official start will be done, give and take.
Yes.
Then there is nothing left as a, you know, hurdle to the new capacity being operational.
Yeah, only the challenge is we need to improve the strength of the skilled workers.
Right. That you'll have to gradually work upon.
Gradually that we have to increase. That is the challenge. Now we are focusing mainly on skilled workers. So we are gradually
right.
increasing. Already we have deployed 30%, and we have to increase that. So we are on the job.
Right, sir.
Building is over, all machineries are installed.
And the testing has already been done.
Yes, testing facility is also fully installed, and except one or two test equipments. And machineries are well placed, and working capital is also there. The only thing is now we have to increase our manufacturing strength, the manpower strength. So that we are doing that.
Yeah, that is some gradual time increase and then sort of add out.
Yes, that we have to increase it gradually.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, sir, the other one was that now we've got the order book of about 311 crores. Almost, right? And full year left. So, one is that, as you said, that FY27 most likely will cross 300 crore revenue, right? I mean, that is what is more or less achievable.
Correct. Correct.
Right. So then, given that this full year will be available, right? I mean, in terms of order booking, is it sort of, what level do you expect for next year, FY28, sir, broadly? Possible to go to about 500 kind of
implied. Yes, yes, possibility to go up to 400 to 500.
Right. And then, sir, you mentioned the demand environment is strong. Now, in terms of the cycle, you know, strength, and there is competition and the capacities, you know, are coming up. Do you expect that broadly about a 3 to 5 year good up cycle, strong demand for the sector?
No, we, as per the market information and the global demand, we expect and believe this demand will sustain for next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Even though all manufacturers are increasing their capacity. Demand is also very huge.
Hello?
Sir, the demand is also very huge.
Okay. So you're confident of 3 to 5 year like a cycle. Are you because you know this capacity that has come up has also taken us about 1.5 years of investment period playing out. So yes, are you looking at expanding capacity at some point in the next couple of
months,
not a quarter or two?
Now we are
because I think it takes about a year and a half for the entire thing to come up.
Correct.
But I'm not sure, sir, you've got already a 6-acre facility. So will it be like at the same facility you can expand further or you will have to look for another?
It is fully built. So we need to acquire land.
Okay.
For the bigger capacity, yes. So we have, and we started thinking about that. So definitely by, the thing goes well, we have to go for further expansion.
So in a quarter or so, at least the land you will sort of identify and look, look close probably.
Yes. But we will try. See here, land cost is very high in Chennai.
Right.
So we are also, we are thinking about that. It's a right point, we are taking it. And we are already thinking about that for the next level expansion.
Understood, sir. And sir, in terms of reaching, let's say, 500 crores now, potentially, let's say, by FY28, possibly, 450 to 500 crores, some working capital, as was pointed out on the call, will be required. Now, the, short-term facilities from the bank will be available, but will we be required to dilute equity at any point in time to reach this full optimal capacity?
Or we should be able to
manage within the...
We are not planned anything on dilution. We are trying to manage with the bank supports.
Understood. And in terms of operating margins, you said that this last quarter, of course, there was a sharp jump in copper prices, but otherwise, as long as the copper prices are stable, we should be able to pass this on, right? So over a medium to long term, the margins should broadly say that net profit margin basis, copper prices passed on will be about 10 to 12%, right?
You will take a
particular quarter because there will be some quarters will benefit and some quarters will lose.
Yes.
But on an average, you are okay with that.
Yes, on an average, we are okay with that, and it will be maintained between. It should maintain between 10 to 12%, 10 to 13%.
Understood, sir. And sir, just last two queries, in terms of receivable days, sir, between the government and the non-government, what will be the receivable days like? Broadly from each entity.
Last 2 years it was bad, but now last 1 year we are getting payment from government on time. Within a month.
And on time means, within a month or so.
Within a month or two, we are getting the payment. Within 60 days, we are getting the payment.
Anyone from the private parties?
Yeah, private parties almost, we used to get payment before dispatch. And for some selected customers, we are giving credits. They are placing repeat orders, so we are not able to get payment upfront before delivering. Repeat customers, we have to give credit for 60 days, and sometimes they take 75 days also. So we have to flexible on that. So on an average, the receivable cycle is between 80 to 90 days.
Okay, all put together.
Put together.
Right, sir. So that situation has improved.
Yes, improved. Earlier it was very high. So, and last year we have drastically brought down from 210 to 80 days we have brought it down. And we have improved the collection mechanism and we have stopped giving credits to all customers. So now that is the reason because in the last quarter something around 5 to 10 crore material was lying with us. And see, if you are very open to give credit, then the revenue will increase immediately.
No, but it should happen, but this market, given your capacity, when there is strength, you should ideally capitalize in terms of
somewhere which it is get stuck, then it is getting delayed. So as a policy, we don't want to give any credit to customers. So there was also, it is also nice to play across.
Right, sir. Actually, this last query, in terms of geographical diversification and the substation thing, so first coming to the substation, you said that new work that you are getting into the substation work, how much can that scale and what is the potential there, sir?
No, we took one order from Coimbatore-based company, and
right.
Further we have not taken any substation building substation because we got so many orders from for supply itself. So
right.
we are not concentrating much on substation building.
Okay, as of now you're not concentrating there. Right? Okay, understand.
Not concentrating on that. Yes.
And sir, you mentioned that there is. On export so far, there is not much progress, right? I mean, we stand where we stand. But within India, geographical diversification, moving out of the south, is there some sort of progress? Because eventually, if we expand the next leg of capacity, we might need to look beyond, or will it be required, or... Are we still okay with that?
No. It is required. We are moving on that also. We are moving on that.
So to set up some marketing offices, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough, sir. I think the starting of the new capacity is a good news, sir. I mean, hopefully, congratulations, all the best, sir. And
Thank you very much for the
stabilization. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Shukla from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome you.
Sir, some questions, sir. Regarding margin, last two quarters margin 14-16 and this quarter margin hit, sir, some focus, sir.
Yes, the revenue has dipped by 4 crores when compared to last quarter. Because we are not able to get support from the customer, which the finished product were lying on our end, which has to be billed in the month of December. So it will be billed in this quarter. So that profit margin has not booked. So that is the reason there is a dip in revenue, dip in margin. And in this December, there was a fluctuation in the copper price. So now the copper price is stable and it is high and it is stable. Now it is okay. Now we can quote accordingly. So there was a little dip on margin, but it will make over in the year to year in the March.
Okay, sir. Sir, guidance FY26 guidance is 180. Am I right, sir?
Yeah. FY26 we believe that we will cross 180 to 200 crores.
So, sir, till three quarters we have done 118.45. So, in this quarter we have to do 70 odd crores.
Yes. Last year, last quarter we did up to 60 crores. Last year, last quarter we did up to 60 crores.
Yes,
sir, same way we will do it. And in this year, the new facility will also contribute.
Okay, sir. Sir, what will be margin in this quarter? Because only 50 days in this quarter is just so.
Yeah, we have to find out, but it will be between 10 to 12%.
10 to 12%.
Yeah.
Good, sir. Very good. Mm. And sir, one thing I want to ask: any CRGO problem in transformer?
No. Earlier, 6 months back, it was there, but now it is not there. Now there is a free flowing material, free flowing is there.
No raw material problem, no CRGO problem, no?
No CRGO problem. Only the copper price is high, okay. When it is stable, then it is okay.
Okay, sir. And sir, any benefit from these two deals which had happened just before, US-India deal and EU-India deal? Throw light some on this topic also, sir.
Yeah, it's good for our Indian market. You're talking about the tariff, right?
Yes, sir. Tariff and as the EU-India deal has happened, some benefit to our company, this sector, transformer sector.
Yeah, it is applied to all. They reduce the tariff from 25 to 18. It's a good sign. So Indian companies can start export. So especially to our company, we have to see. We have not yet exported significantly. So when we start doing export business, then it will be benefited to our company.
Okay, sir. Then next year we will make 300 plus.
Next year, yes. Yes.
With the margin, sir?
Yeah, should we believe it will maintain, it will sustain as the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Best from.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ramai Kapoor from Tillman Global Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Very good afternoon, sir. Welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A good set of numbers. I think probably moving towards the higher NDA category, would you be guiding for a higher margin, say EBITDA margins of 14-15%? You feel your 10-12% will be on the overall categories we have?
No, I could not get your question.
Yeah, sure, sir. We are moving to a higher NDA voltage class with the new sort of capacity coming on stream. So the EBITDA margins typically are higher, sir, in these sort of power transformers.
Yes. What you said is correct, but the overheads will also increase.
Understood.
We get good margin on that, but the same way, we have to increase our manufacturing skilled labor strength and professional. So we need to increase the overhead. The overhead
over a period of time, it is smoothed out.
Yeah, initially it will take to extract the work, and we need to deploy more people for larger power transformers. So it will increase that increase in margin will absorb by the appetite by the overheads. So I think it will maintain.
Okay. Sir, my next question, you mentioned about the 20% copper pass-through. So it applies to all of our orders, your private orders as well as the public orders, the government orders?
Yes, it is all combined of government order and as well as the private order.
Understood. Sir, any competition you're looking for, Chinese companies now being allowed to say bid for tenders, or there's news regarding that?
No, China generally transformer local people, they prefer Indian manufacturers only.
Understood, sir.
So
And congratulations on reducing the working capital cycle. The state DISCOMs, they generally look at longer retention cycles. So you have shortened the window down. So it's generally, like you mentioned, around 90 days receivables on an average.
yes. Yes,
Understood.
90 days. As of now, earlier it was very high, and we have improved our collection mechanism, and we have brought down to drastically. We have brought down to 90 days. Earlier it was 110. Now it is between 80 to 90 days.
And sir, with the new plants, what is the planned or phased sort of utilization of the same? Say, when do you reach full utilization capacity? And with the orders in hand of 300 crores right now, probably what will be the mix between the current plant and the new plant in terms of servicing that order capacity?
See, the new plant, the capacity, full capacity, I think it can fetch up to 600 to 650 crores in the new plant. And here we can go up to 100 to 110 crores in the
Understood, sir.
existing plant. Yes. So all put together, maximum 700 crores we can go.
Unless you plan a new facility, which you're considering.
Sorry, sir?
I'm sorry. You are also considering a newer facility. So probably that will, once this is in full capacity utilization, you will look at moving to a newer facility as well.
Yes. In 2 to 3 years, we will utilize the entire facility of the new company, new production facility. And
Understood.
here we can go. Yes. It will take a minimum 2 to 3 years to utilize fully.
So in terms of constraints, sir, now that the new plant is live, there will be lesser constraints. It's only probably working capital. I guess orders you're getting, you're also diversifying into other private players, you're also diversifying into other newer regions. So as per you, what are your top two or three sort of major focus areas now in terms of constraints?
Getting the manpower, that is a challenge.
Understood. The skilled manpower.
Yes, we are focusing on that.
Great, sir. Thank you so much. Great, very happy to hear about the progress.
Thank you,
All the
sir.
best.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time and our involvement.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Serene Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, what is the amount of order pipeline that we are having right now?
700, 800 to 700, 700 to 800 crores we are having on the pipeline.
And when do you expect the result of this order bidding, sir?
And this is a continuous process. So month on month, we will be receiving orders. It is a continuous process.
Okay, and out of this 700 to 800 crore, we are expecting maybe we are confident enough of 35% to 40% kind of.
No, no, 10 to 20%.
10% to 20%.
10%.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And regarding the Q4, just a clarification on that. Means what I am understanding is we are targeting 70 to 80 crore from next quarter. Maybe 55 crore from the existing capacity. 10 crore is the deferment and 45 crore is the new revenue from the existing capacity. And new capacity will be contributing around 15 to 25 crore. Is that understanding correct?
You are talking about the current
Q4, like Q4 specifically, yes.
Yeah, it will be contributing. The new plant will be contributing something around 40 crores.
In a single quarter, you will get 40 crores from new plant.
Yes, 30 to 40 crores.
So what is the reason like for this faster ramp up? Because you also mentioned we are yet to get environment clearance, isn't it?
Yes.
So what is giving you the confidence, sir, like this fast ramp up will happen, because almost 1.5 months is already gone.
Correct. No, no, you are asking about the environmental clearance, correct? Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
No, he is asking about the environmental clearance.
The line for the participant has dropped.
Okay.
The next participant. The next question is from the line of Majid Ahmed from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir?
Yeah. Welcome, sir. Welcome you.
Yes. Yes, sir. Sir, with the last participant asked you, I'm just repeating the similar question, like you were saying the new capacity will contribute 30 to 40 crores, right? By Q4.
Correct. Yes.
So like, just trying to understand, within 1.5 months, how fast can you ramp up? That the rationale
already, not already we have taken trial production. So it's just to start commercial production, that's all. Materials have arrived, raw materials have arrived. So the entire factory is only the manpower we have to increase.
And sir, any plans for conducting any plant visit for investors so that we can see the new plant?
Yes, the inauguration, we have to fix the inauguration date. We were just waiting for the admin building to complete. So it will complete, I think, in a month or 45 days, I think we can complete that. Interior work, partition work, electrician work is going on. So it will take another maximum 1 to 1.5 months. So after that, the inauguration, official inauguration date will be announced. So by the time we can have a plant visit.
So, but before that, already the capacity is going on, sir. Like before, in terms of the new capacity,
See, the factory building is separate and the admin building is separate.
Okay.
The factory building is fully completed. Production capacity, fully all machines are installed and 100% construction is over. Only that 5% work is going on only in the admin building.
Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question of the day. And now, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Okay.